Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to a new season of Non-Corporate Girls, Season 3. We're excited to kick off our first episode of the year titled New Year, New Rebrand, and get you guys caught up on all the fun things we've been doing and all the great things to come. Stay tuned. Hey everyone, it's your girl Ayana.
And this is Delilah, and we're back for season 3. Ayana,
I wanted to say something else, and then like I forgot.
It's what you wanted to say?
I don't know. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I mean, we've been seeing each other because, guys, let us tell you how we just been breaking out this New
Rocking
Year.
And rolling. Like,
we well, how did what's the saying goes? Like,
I'm saying,
like, you know, when you like. Go, like, going all in. I don't know. There's a saying, like, if I hear it
jumping
right
all in.
Not jumping all in. I don't know. You but it's just, like, it. It's like, oh, we out the gates. Like, you know, like, oh. Just jumping out the gate. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, that's it?
Yeah, I think it's jumping out the gate.
Like, okay, so we jumping out the gate.
Like, 2019.
2019. So we have a lot to cover. This episode is titled New Year, New Rebrand, and we need to just jump right in.
Yeah, we're super excited. It's 2019. It's about to be year 3 for the podcast.
Year 3.
In February.
Yeah.
It's season 3. So you guys been rocking with us for a minute. We've been rocking with us for a minute.
Wow. It's crazy. Like, we're going into our third year.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
It's so crazy. So let's, I mean, this today is January 17th, right? So mm-hmm. We have a lot to catch up on. So let's jump into, like, on a positive note, Delilah.
Yeah.
How was your holidays? Like, what's been going on? What's
so, of course, we ended the episode, like, at the December, right? November?
Yeah. We ended it earlier. End of November,
I think. End of November. So, basically, like, y'all know how, like, the ending of the year goes. It was just, like, crazy, busy, holiday party. Everybody, like, just the madness.
I was
just, like, trying to make the holidays pop. And this holiday was, like, literally one of the best.
Yeah.
It was good. Just so different. The way, like, I celebrated it was just calm and peaceful. And, like, I feel like usually over the years it's trying to please someone or, like accommodate other people. And it's just like, I don't know what the
this
fuck
was
I
for
do.
You.
This was, like, for me, like, we kind of made my mom's wish come true of, like, she just wanted to be home. And it was just, like, me, my sister, and her, and, like, it was just, like, very
intimate.
Like, intimate.
That's
and
exciting.
It was, like, I loved every moment. And even the way the New Year came in, it was, like, just kick back. I did go out. But I came into the New Year, like, with a good headstrong. And I just had some time because I had time to, like, be alone. Mm-hmm. So when I, for my positive note, it was, like, truly understanding my peace. And when I say that, it was, like, something has simple, guys. Like, I'm not exaggerating one bit. I was home alone. It was like Sunday night, going into Monday. I was really sick that weekend before. And then on that Sunday, I finally like felt back to myself. I had like probably a virus or whatever. So when I tell you I was like fully depleted.
Yeah, you were out for the count.
I was out for the count. I'm never sick that way. Which I feel like that in itself was a revelation of what's been transpiring and unfolding in my life. Which I'll share later down the line. I'm not ready to yet. But I feel like God speaks to you loudly. And so, yeah, that Sunday I finally felt better. And I went, I kind of, like, did a full house cleaning. I took a shower. I did a deep conditioner. I did a facial. Like, I just was trying to, like, feel back to myself. Right. And I got to bed early. I finished watching my Game of Thrones episodes. And the next morning, it was the most blissful peace that I have experienced in so long. That
really?
Girl, like, I woke up early. There was, like, no music on, no, like, noise from, like, nobody speaking to me.
Yeah.
I was just, like, in complete solace. Mm-hmm. I had, like, just a peaceful morning. I took a shower. I got dressed. Like, I did my makeup. But I can't explain in words, like, the sereneness.
Yeah.
And my commute to work, like, I had, like, the best day that day. And I was texting my sister that morning, and I was like, oh, my God, like peace, I would pay any dollar amount.
To feel that way again, right? It's like, contagious.
Like, I can't, like, it's a high that you never want to come down
of.
And so when you reach that level, I swear to you people, like, you don't want nobody to fuck that shit up.
Yeah.
And you will do whatever to not.
To always find that again.
Find that again. And literally, and it happens through the people you choose to remove out your life, the habits you choose to break, the energy you choose to keep. And so that's been like my list. Like that has been my entry to 2019. And I'm fucking holding on to
that. That's not a bad way. That's good.
It was like your euphoria.
That's good.
Mind you, I've been to vacations, been on beaches.
Right.
Guys, this level of peace. It was like I was in a kingdom that I'd never explored. And mind you, this was in my own, like, it was not like in some luxurious place.
It was you. Yeah,
it was a feeling within and a feeling without, and it connected at the same time. Because, like, you know how sometimes your external is crazy, but inside you're peaceful, or you're peaceful inside your external.
Right.
Like, this was an equilibrium of both. So I wish that everyone at one point in life can feel that or sustain it, because I hope to tap into that place again more.
Yeah, you can.
I know it exists.
We're sustaining this in 2019.
Yes, or 2019, peace. If you don't bring me peace, like, peace out, like, boy bye, girl bye.
I'm with it. Yeah.
So, yes, that is my positive note, and it has carried me over. So, I want to hear about yours.
17 days into the new year. Can you believe we're 17 days into the new year?
No, because we were just having this conversation, and I'm just like, I was supposed to, like, reconnect with certain people and, like, just, like,
follow. It's going. Like, the month is going fast.
It's like the ending of the year is crazy and the beginning of the year is crazy. Yeah, because at the end of the year, nobody's doing shit, and then now you're scurrying and scrambling.
Girl. Whatever. You're
living your best life.
I was not living my best life. I mean, I was attempting to live my best life. But I went to Vegas for New Year's.
Litty.
And it was litty. I couldn't hang.
We never even spoke about this trip.
I know.
I'm hearing with the people. This is basic.
It was cool. I mean, we did a little bit of everything. I haven't been to Vegas in like 9 years, which is crazy. And it was, when I went 9 years ago, I was a very different person than I am now. So I,
what sense, like, what I do you mean, like to do?
Yeah, like, when I went 9 years ago, I don't even remember a lot of things. I was drunk most of the time, and I'm just being real honest.
Like, nine years ago,
I was drunk. I partied my life away. It was a fantastic time for what it was at the age I was and what it was. But I don't remember. I didn't do a lot of things I wish I would have done. So now, going 9 years later, I was able to do chill stuff, adult stuff. Right. Like,
were you in a relationship 9 years ago?
I wasn't. Well,
so that changed. That is a game
changer. No, I was living my best life.
Now you were doing the couples thing and being cute.
Right. But we did a little bit of everything, from dining, you know, to, like, catching shows, hitting a couple of clubs, and realizing that I don't do clubs. And I know that. We know that. But, you know, but you go to another state, you got to kind of see what's going on. And whatever.
Like,
over
you're missing
it.
Shit. To be reminded.
Not missing a damn thing. We were like, shit.
First of all, I hate people. You're next to me. People. You're close to me.
I hate people. Like, you understand. Like, it was just so funny, because it was like, you know when you get your guard up? Because, like, I'm like, don't touch me. Don't step on my shit. Yeah. Don't even look at me like the
like
wrong
I just
way,
be, like, and at that point I need to be a level that I'm drunk so that it doesn't bother me
exactly much. Or VIP, which is what I can
wait for the orangutans.
But overall, it was really great. And kind of to go back to, like, your finding peace, it was really cool to, like, kind of not do work. Like, I didn't do a lot of work.
She was texting me about work. So she's frontin'.
I didn't do a lot of work.
Not a lot, but she was hitting me up like, hey, so about the website, and I was like, like, are you in Vegas? Like, be in Vegas. But I still responded because I was like, here's Ayana being Ayana.
I didn't do a lot of work. I held back a lot of things I wanted to do. And I was able to just chill out and just, and to your point, like, you know, not really have an agenda and things like that. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun. And I was there for a long time.
You were? Because, you know, with the whole time change?
I think we did it because it's just kind of like, I didn't want to come back on New Year's. Yeah, you know, like, yeah. And plus, like, after...
To me, 3 days is tops in Vegas.
Agreed. But I think, you know what it is? The beginning of the trip, it was like, go, go, go. Like, doing stuff. And then the end of the trip, it was more relaxing. And, like, going to the spa and chilling. So, able to, like, come back to, like, with, like,
refresh.
Peace. Refresh.
Not like you need kinda, another vacation.
Yeah. So, that... And I appreciate that. So, that was cool. So, that was my little situation. Don't know the next time I'm going on a vacation at this point. But that was nice.
It was nice to bring it to the new year.
Like, hey, hopefully I could be somewhere else next this year. moving right along, though, we have a couple of things to talk about with our rebrand. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been hitting us up on social media. Telling us that our new rebrand logo and ish is popping. And, of course, we owe it to our favorite girl, Carla, our social media coordinator, who is...
Manager.
And Carla's popping, and she's been like...
Like, she gets our vision, she brings them to life. Like, those are ideas, we collaborate on them, and like, it's just a conversation. It's just like, the words turned into pictures, and Carla made it happen. And
I would definitely say, like, collaborations are middle name. Like, we're bouncing ideas, brainstorming. And bringing things to fruition has been really helpful.
We have a great dynamic, and Carlos truly understands our story and, like, what the message we're trying to push. And it's just conveying. And the colors that we chose really evoke something in you, whether it's to inspire you or help you to be wanting to be creative. I feel like we were very strategic in our color palette.
It's the right amount of boldness.
And like I said, it evokes an emotion, because when I see Carla post certain images and I see our color palette,
it stands out.
Like, it speaks to you. It makes you want to tap in your creative space. Like, to create. And, like, that's what we want you to... That's the encouragement we want behind the content we share.
It's definitely... Oh, speaking of the devil.
Yes. Come through.
Yes. Carla just like,
yo, Carla. Carla, she be just. I can't even, Carla. Like, I be having no words. She be saying, I be asking her, but she be getting me hype.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Yes.
We was just giving you all the praise. All the praise. The rebrand on social.
You just walked right up on it.
So that's been really good. It's been affirming. It's definitely been affirming our messaging. So that's great. We also recently was featured in We Rule, which is a platform for women connecting and telling their stories and helping to really pay it forward. So shout out to We Rule, because the interview questions were dope.
Oh my God. They were like some of the best thought-provoking questions. Yeah. Like when Ayana sent them over to me to like do my portion or whatever, just reading them through, I was like, yo, they really took a great... like approach of how you deep dive into your business. And I was telling the girls how just answering these questions reaffirms and helps to like reestablish what our messaging is and what we want to you can put it right there. What like we want to continue, like it's just like the reminders, like the more you speak about what you do, because it's easy for us to know what we want to do, right? But like sharing that message so other people understand and they like really got us. Got us in that space to like really be clear with our
message. Yeah, I think that's a good one. And I think like the end of 2018, we were talking a lot about clarity and just pushing our message forward and what that looks like. And I think we've been kicking off the year on the right path. And these questions just helped us do that even better, you know. It was like really clear like what our platform is about and why we resonate so much with it.
Yep, and what the impact we want to cause with it. And what our purpose is because of this platform. Because, you know, sometimes you do so many things or not, and it strays away from, like, what was the intention. Right. So, like, it's almost like going back to your business plan and reading what
we do that. Like, going through the mission, our oath. I don't know if you guys have seen our non-corporate girls oath on social media. Like,
because it is dope. You need to read it. Live by it.
You need to remember it. Because that's what we live by. So that's been really great. And we've been on a positive note for the past 17 days.
Because a big discussion that was had in 2018 on several occasions was just the thought of, like, no longer wanting the ball to be dropped. Right. Or no longer wanting things to be a dead end. And for us to already come out the gate in 2019 with, like, an event, like, confirmed, sitting on a panel, also Ayana was on a panel, so we was on two different panels, and also being on this feature and having an event coming in March.
Right.
This is like in just these 3 months, we did more than in 12 months of last year.
Which is crazy.
Not that we didn't attempt to try.
But
the glow up.
The glow up has been real.
And it will remain, okay?
It will be because we want that peace.
Like, we're just getting started.
We just, I mean, this is not a great, this is a great start. Like,
this is a great start. Like, I'm excited. I'm, like, super excited. And it's like, you know when people say about, like, that moment when you reach fame or stardom, like when you're everyday schmojo, it's one thing, right? But then when you become a star, you don't even know how that life is. Think about the moment when our Instagram starts blowing up with like 35,000 mentions, because you know we're gonna grow to that big. So I just think about how I'm gonna be able to like react in those moments, or like what's gonna shift in that growth, right? Because we say we want growth, we say we want all these things, but like we need to be ready for what that comes with. It comes with a bigger responsibility.
It does. And I don't know, and we'll never be ready, but to have the expectations that we need and understanding that the glow up is real. Like, you know, we're gonna take it a shot.
Yeah, like who knows if this is like the 1 year and the 10 year. Like who knows?
You don't know what you're gonna do. I hope.
I'm just saying, like, you know, because I don't want to set myself up, like, you know, with the expectation.
We manage our expectations.
We are managing our expectations.
Because the reality is, like, we're popping.
We are. We just trying to let y'all know that.
Right. And now y'all slowly jumping on board. You know, you may walk slow,
but you best to catch up.
So, we're also working on our website launch. We know we keep coming to you saying that our website's gonna launch, our website's gonna launch. It's still gonna launch.
It is.
Hopefully by end of January, but we've been really working on it. And the exciting news is we're launching merchandise.
We are so excited to put that out there. Like, we are coming for y'all next. Like, do you understand?
Like, are you ready or not?
Because, like, y'all gonna be decked on NCG and y'all gonna be loving it.
So, on that note, Delilah mentioned that we was recently on a panel, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Our friends over at New York on Tech, up, Jessica, Evan?
Yes.
They reached out to us to ask us to be on a panel for their 2019 College Alumni Summit, and I had the pleasure of covering the topic on imposter syndrome, code-switching, and environmental changes, and Delilah covered careers and pathway innovation, and it was really fucking amazing.
It was, those kids were super dope. They
super
gave me
smart.
Hope. Super smart. I was like, if this is, our future is on their hands, who's the next president? I'm voting. Like, they are about it. And I just thought it was dope because they're really being proactive. Like, they're in college and they're attending events like that to set themselves up for the careers and futures that they want. I mean, they could have been anywhere else and whatever, but they were
there. And they also asked really great questions. They connected with the panelists,
so
like, on a crazy level. Like, they're serious. They're ready. They're hungry.
Yeah, they are. And, like, even engaging them in how, let's say, if you go on an interview, like, they really present themselves
Very mature.
Very well-spoken.
Yeah, and clear on, like, where they want to go.
Yes, which I feel that is half the battle. Because when you're not sure what your career is or, like, what you want to do, it prolongs it prolongs things. It's not saying that you have to rush and have it all figured out, but if you're exposed to more earlier, you get to know sooner what you like and don't like, so then you can make better choices rather than trying to figure out like what your life has to offer at 30. Like,
I was super impressed with them because I didn't know college.
I was so confused. I had ideas, but I didn't. So
I thought
it didn't help you to. Either of us to set ourselves up for a better situation out of college. We kind of had to like start that process when we graduated rather than doing it while we were in school and had those resources and those connections.
But that's the thing. They have really great resources. Yeah. So shout out to New York on Tech for that.
And everything they're doing in the community.
Oh my God, amazing. And also, they recently had a private event yesterday that they invited some of their friends to with the fireside chat with Michael Texidor, and he was really cool.
He was.
That was really
nice. The topic was really good.
Yeah, talking about diversity, inclusion, corporate, which was really interesting. We all have gone through it or go through it. So that was really great to get his take. And we also ran into some friends.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to friends from Gibbet Society.
Trav.
Netta. our past guest, Neffy. Yeah, everybody. It was like a link up.
That's what I said when I walked in. I was like, oh, it's a link up like that.
Yeah, like the drinks was flowing. There was food. Right. It was just like everybody was connecting. I felt like it was almost like a founder's meetup because everybody was like in charge of an organization. Girl, when I have an idea, you know, I mean, it'd be just the universe conspires to just keep on bringing it up. And yeah, so it was really
like, after the conclusion of the whole event, really the theme of it was really paying it forward. Like how, like where, you know, they're paying it forward to us sharing this great panel and this talk, and how can we all pay it forward in our platforms, our brands, things we're doing in our community. Absolutely. So that has been really great because it kind of ties into our theme of the month. Yep. But before we get more into that, also something that happened over the holidays or really like the end of December was a friend to Non-Corporate Girls,
Daniel David, oh my God, yes, that hit me like a ton of bricks, guys. Yeah, may he rest his soul in peace. Yeah. He was such a pivotal staple for the growth of Non-Corporate Girls. Yeah. I will always give him that because he looked out like a day one.
Yeah.
But it was really sad how he passed away. It was a very sudden death.
Yeah.
God bless his
family. Super young and super talented and amazing. And we just...
so full of life, has so much left to offer this world.
Right, right.
But the things he left behind...
is epic.
Yeah, people are not going to forget him.
No, and we're never going to forget him because, like Delilah said, he was a game changer in our progress. So we appreciate him. You know, we owe a lot to that, and we just wanted to give him a quick shout-out.
So may he rest in peace. God bless to his friends and family and everybody who touched. And, yeah, shout-out to the ladies from Morin Soyando who were the ones who introduced us to him.
Shout-out, yes. So getting into Pay It Forward, we're super excited to launch this initiative that we have coming up. It's going to be on social media, so stay tuned on that. And the whole purpose of us doing this is really because, you know, we all have a lot of resources and tools within us that we don't necessarily share with our community or our peers. And how can we do more? How can we get better at doing that? And one of the ways that Non-Corporate Girls would like to celebrate this initiative is by having a little media mixer called the Media Mix. And it's going to be on Tuesday, January 29th at the Grayson in collaboration with Black PR Girl Magic. So shout out to our homegirl, Tahaja Samuels, because we're really excited to do this event with her.
Mm-hmm. And join forces and bring like both of our networks into this because there's value in the people that we know on both ends. And there's value. I think there's greatness that can be made once introductions are made and people kind of fill in the blanks on projects they're working on. So you never know who's the person that you're going to meet that's going to help really bring something to fruition. So we want to be the plug, and we're about to be the plug, and create greatness and magic and really utilize each other in situations, because a lot of us always often say that we're one of one in a space as a person of color or one of three, and the only way we're going to occupy and really take up more of these spaces is by dropping the ladder down and letting somebody else climb up right under you. So so we need to get more of us in these spaces so that perspectives are different, like that diversity inclusion talk spoke very highly to us, because we just feel like we're constantly being the face or representing on behalf of a whole damn population when within our populations we're also very different.
Right.
So it just doesn't make sense to be a blanket for and speaking for everyone.
Exactly.
And that's not how we operate.
So anyone who has not RSVP'd yet and you work in media, or even if you don't work in media, you want to come through and kind of connect with some people, definitely RSVP. Go to Non-Corporate Girls Instagram, click the link, get your RSVP in. Yeah. It's free, but get your RSVP in.
We want to get a gauge of how many. Okay?
Don't just like show up.
And because we can send you, you know, other invites and offers that would be useful to you. We got your email now.
All right, so getting into Off the Record, we're going to have to, like,
Off the Record. Off the Record is so off
business. It's a lot happening. Let's, like, start with, like, the smaller things. All right, so Game of Thrones is coming back April 14th.
Wait, you watch it, right?
What?
I wasn't sure.
First of all, I want to have a Game of Thrones watching party. Oh, like,
my
God.
My friends told me that I should have, because, you know, my birthday is April
13th. Yeah.
So my friends said I should throw, like, a Game of Thrones theme party for my birthday, like a brunch or something. I'm thinking about it.
Because I'm here for Game of Thrones.
Yo, I will come in there like Arya, like with the
Arya sword. I'm fucked with her.
That's my favorite character.
She's my favorite character, too.
Ooh. You don't watch?
I have never.
You know what? You know what? I'm not even going to be mad because I just watched it like in the last 3 months, like November to watched it from all six seasons
or whatever in September last year.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So
I was popping on TV shows and whatever, like after like, it dies out a little bit. Then I'm like, oh, it's lit. Then I'm going to watch it.
No, you have to watch it.
You know
now.
What? If, at this point, I would say just wait until season 8 comes and finishes.
I'm
and
sorry,
then
like, Jonah.
No, but yo, you know, Carla, seasons. You don't understand though. Like, Game of Thrones is like,
and I'll be criticizing them. You heard my commentary on that shit.
Yes,
I was not here for these dragons. I was like, where in the history of the world you seen real dragons or where we find these people? But whatever,
the dragons matter.
They do. I got sunken in, and I'm not in the cold.
You in the mix,
like,
man?
I'm in the mix.
I'm in the cold. I'm
looking
party.
I'm looking forward to seeing.
Let's do this.
It's my birthday gift from HBO.
Listen, I'm in, like, let's do this.
Let's go watch party. Come on, let's do
it. I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm dead ass.
We're going to celebrate.
Okay, on another note, speaking of film, Bad Boys 3 is coming out.
I am so ready for that.
I know. I saw their picture they posted on Instagram.
Yo, Martin looks old. Yeah. I was looking at him. I was like, you're not aging.
Definitely.
I don't know if he's
not old, Martin.
Because Will looks good.
Yeah.
Will looks great.
Really does.
And I was like, Martin, you look like Uncle Martin. Like, I want you to get
Will look like cousin Will.
Yo, he does. He looks like Big Bro.
I can't even.
But I'm excited for that because I know Big Money has folks.
I'm here. I mean, yeah, I'm here for sure. All right, so and then Kim and Kanye's. You want to talk about this?
I just feel like, yo, they really out here.
They making beautiful babies.
They're gorgeous. I would not see them.
Like,
but
gorgeous. Like, gorgeous.
They are. And there's another little one coming on the way. A little boy. So
what's the name going to be?
I don't know. Somebody was like, because Kim was on a show. I forgot what talk show. And they was like, the little boy's name is going to be Lil Chris. Like, Lil and then K-R-I-S.
I was like, yo, I can't.
I
like,
you gonna tell me that the baby name gonna be like another direction. I already got
it.
Oh,
it could be Callie.
Well, that's what I thought. So
it could
like,
be Callie with a K.
Like, oh, Callie is cute. That's cute.
That is cute, and that could be a boy name.
I thought she was gonna tell me something like East West.
Khalil.
Like East Meet West, something like that.
I mean, we have a North, we have a Chicago, we have a
Stormy.
Saint.
No, Stormy.
Saint.
Saint.
We got all these.
So maybe Angel?
We got all these weather conditions.
I never traced the guy's name, but I don't know.
I'm like, I've been watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so you know.
Yo.
Angel.
I don't remember that.
I'm going to move on. So, okay.
So, yeah, congrats to the West for the new child that they just have all this surrogate money and shit. I can't.
Nothing. Yeah.
Ayana's not excited. I'd be excited for them. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Because
they're
beautiful
like, kids. I like
but I just be
kids.
Like, how their influence just.
North is a whole move.
Yo, North.
Like,
North is. I don't even know what she's gonna grow up to be.
She's gonna be lit.
They all gonna be lit. All right, so let's get into Surviving R. Kelly. And we definitely have to fly through our opinions on this.
Yeah.
But Surviving R. Kelly.
Got to do better. That's all I'm going to say.
As a culture.
He got to die. He got to
I second that.
My edges got snatched, put back on, super glued.
Girl.
Happy dry, all that.
I mean, the level of disappointment and just, like, extreme sadness that I feel for these girls, for this cult-like situation.
That shit is wild.
For Aaliyah and that girl that was defending her and her mom was coming crazy. Like, no, she didn't do that. No, sis.
Sis. Like, I'm just, like, at a loss for words. Like,
that's
my fear.
Literally. Like, after, like, I was just kind of like, and then my thing is the comments. But the comments that people are saying.
Ignorant.
Like, if you, after seeing that, if you still feel like you side with R. Kelly, take a look at yourself. Like, there's something wrong with
it.
Right.
He is sick.
If his own child is coming out and saying, my dad is a monster.
Your children don't fuck with
How
you.
How old are they now?
They're older.
They're like teenagers, right?
Yeah, they're like teenagers. But imagine as a child growing up and like, you can't even sit at lunch with people because they're saying, oh, your dad touches little girls.
Oh, my God. It makes me cringe. Like, guys, there was parts in the, like, just watching it that I, like, just clenched myself because I just felt, like, so yuck, like, watching it. And I just felt so bad for these girls. Like, the young lady who, well, she's not young now, but she was the Latina from Florida.
Yeah.
With the blonde, long hair. Yeah. Like,
just abusing people in their dreams just so that you can get, like, your own personal gains, like, accomplished. Just
and, but being, but, like a strategic manipulator, though. Yeah. Like, this is premeditated. Yeah. Like, this is crazy.
If he could have took this energy somewhere else, he'd be brilliant.
I mean, well, you know, and well, that goes back to the artistry, right? People do consider him as a brilliant artist. Like, he is a genius
and
in his art.
Say those words today.
That's what, and,
like,
and it's just
to me, like, when you're that dirty and despicable, like, I could never continue calling you
that. Like, you don't even, like, you're so canceled, the word was made for you. Like, I don't even see you.
I just never realized, like, how many words and things that he said that I was like, yo, that really flew over my head.
Yeah.
Like, Pied Piper? That's basically a children's story.
Because when you think about it, like, I was young, younger.
Yeah.
So I didn't associate many things. Like, you just singing, you don't know what the hell you're saying. Like, and it happens even today. Like, there's some young, like, little girls, like, 6, 7 years old, singing Cardi. And I'm not saying that, like, I don't even know what I'm saying. But, like, you're
saying, like, explicit type of thing.
Yeah, they don't know what they're rapping. Yeah. They don't know what they're singing along. They just memorize
the
words.
They just pick it up.
Yeah.
And, like, kids, like, 3, 4 year olds are, like, rapping. Like,
all the lyrics.
You don't really know what this means.
They just saying, bloody shoes. Like, baby girl, you don't know what bloody shoes are.
They don't even know the, you know, the
combination.
So, the same thing with the music, and, like, to know that each of the songs were, like, describing a particular situation.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, you're a strategic manipulator. Like, there is somewhere in hell for you. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, you literally, deliberately, your whole life.
Happening. Today's January 17th, and it still exists.
And
it's
his
still,
music is still getting a lot of views and coverage. Like,
well, to that point, because I was saying that, I think people are going, trying to re-listen to the lyrics because they weren't hearing it. That
don't listen.
People.
Go to Genius.
And also,
go to Genius.com and look up the lyrics.
And that's what I said. I didn't go to listen. I went
but
to the lyrics.
But there's also younger kids who are not familiar with R. Kelly, just kind of want to see what the music is about. Like, they don't know they're hearing the story. And they're like,
they're not really fans of
they're him. Not because he's not their generation.
At all.
But it's spiked.
But,
it's spiked
and younger kids are all about music. So, of course, that's going to spike listens.
And
but
he needs to go. He needs to get locked up and put away. But he needs help. He needs
and everybody needs to be held accountable.
Everyone for all, like, for years.
Yeah,
years.
Because how dare you just allow and continue that? Even when he had the opportunities to, like, brainwash, there was not somebody counteracting the words he was saying. Like, nobody challenged him. Like,
everybody fell in line. Everyone fell in line.
That's some type of power.
This is what I'm trying to say. No one is that strategic and calculated except someone who's super crazy.
And this is somebody that didn't know how to read that well?
Still? Yeah, he doesn't know how to read.
Yet and still.
Okay. Obviously, his talents are elsewhere.
But you know what? This is why, like, I know that we don't owe, like, people get annoyed of, like, trying to revert things back to slavery. But we're so culturally deeply embedded into a system that a lot of the people were doing this fuck shit in alignment with it out of fucking poverty because they didn't want to go back to their situations of being broke. So it's like, I will command at your order because you're bringing in the money. I'm not risking this.
He was a music master.
He was the money. He was the
everything.
So money really is power. And if you're not a respectable person and you're a nasty person, you're gonna use it for evil.
It's like RuPaul says, I mean, she don't say this, but it was before her, but she say it now. Where great power comes great responsibility. And he took advantage of everyone with his power and was not very responsible.
Ugh, it's so disgusting. And giving people STDs.
Hello?
Like, putting lives at risk. Aside from ruining life, now you're ruining livelihood.
I mean, well, when you don't care, I mean,
you just don't care.
Yeah, like, you don't care.
Or when you've just been conditioned in your mind to think that this is okay.
Oh, super conditioned.
And thinks he's doing nothing wrong. Like, he really
absolutely
doesn't.
I mean, the reality is he got acquitted on, like, what, 19 charges? Like, in 2000. Like, the fact that...
So, I don't know if I should be mad at his lawyer for how good of a job they do or how bad of a job they do
because
now it's coming back. But you've been holding me out this long? Like, that's crazy.
And to another point that people brought up is that if this was white girls,
oh yeah,
this would have been whole other.
Oh no, we know that.
If it was young white women or anything high school,
because people don't care about little black girls and young black women.
To speak to that point, our men, they're not protecting us either. No. Like Amanda Seales said it best. Like when y'all get a chance, go to her feed and look at her. She has a whole like commentary on this, and she basically like calls out our black men. Like
y'all sis always gives Amanda always gives a read. I don't know if y'all saw that episode.
Yo, she's a gatherer. She gathers.
Get your edges all together.
Facts. I love her. I'm here for January 26th. Shout out to her. I be knowing on HBO. I'm so ready for that.
Yeah, I'm so, well, congrats to her on that, first of all. Because
her glow up
has been exponential.
Yeah, yes. She is litty.
So,
but yeah, fuck R. Kelly.
And moving right along.
On that news.
Jumping into our hashtag obsessed with for the week, Missy Elliott got she got into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So we want to shout out Missy because she's bomb.com.
Girl is long overdue.
Long overdue.
She's
I'm
only
shocked
the third
that this
woman.
This is happening now.
The third woman, but the first hip hop writer.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Again, back to still the first.
Yeah,
like we're
you
still doing this.
We're still doing first.
We still doing first. Kind of, it's really crazy. But she deserves
she's
it.
She's so deserving. She's so dope. Her artistry is amazing. I know she's behind the scenes a lot now, but like she's missed in like
yeah, we miss music from.
What
her.
Was your favorite Missy song?
Oh my god, fuck, Rain.
I can't stand.
No,
not Super Duper Fly. You mean Super Duper Fly?
No, Cry, Cry know. For Me.
Okay.
Do you know guys what I'm talking about?
What album is it off of?
Yo, I'm tight. Tell me y'all's. I'm gonna look this up. I know this.
It's between Super Duper Fly and probably Minuteman. Those were like some. Yes.
Yes.
That
be drop.
That used to bump in my house.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Be like,
And I like that I Can't Stand the Rain either.
The Rain. That's it.
Yeah,
but that's what we're saying.
No, that's
Rain
not it's two different songs.
Okay, so they're Super Duper Fly.
I think that's the like
nah,
the prelude in the album.
Nah,
no.
Play them.
Wait. Oh no, this is no, that's
because the Rain to me.
That's not it.
No,
that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not it. It's fuck.
And I like the verse on Ladies Night too.
Teary Eyed. Oh my god, why can I not remember that song?
Because I don't even know it.
You guys don't know Teary
Eyed?
What
like,
album was that off of?
I was not a Missy Elliott album fan. I was a Missy Elliott single
fan. I was too.
She put out.
Oh, sorry.
What are you listening to?
Use the ad. Use the whole ad.
You a Missy Elliott album fan.
Word. Okay, so there's two games.
Because I'm a what came on the radio.
Yeah.
I was in my Missy album.
See, you're a true Missy fan.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Y'all out there, y'all know Teary Eyed, that was my jam.
We just got put on to something new.
Y'all
know
this. I'm
going to
play for them. I'm going to play for them after this recording. But we do have to wrap up, so let's jump into Let's Talk About It.
Yeah, real quick, let's chop it up.
So, what are the goals we have for NCG this year?
That's like a loaded-ass
question. Yo, Delilah just did her own effects. I'm with it, y'all. I'm with it. Like, this glow-up is real.
It is, because the goals, first goals first. Launch this damn website.
And we're back on the website. And launch the merchandise.
No, because we're a little bit, not particular, but it's like, we have
an aesthetic.
We have an aesthetic. We have a specific, like, we just want to give y'all greatness. And, like, we don't want to associate with anything less. So we like, you know what? It's going to take a little bit longer, so be it. But
yeah,
when we put it out there, it's going to be, it's going to be well received.
Yes. So website, launch your merchandise. First event coming up,
yes.
Working on a women's event in March.
Growing our subscription list. Please, guys, sign up to noncorporategirls.com.
Please sign up.
Sign up to our newsletter. We really want to engage and really share content. We'll be launching our editor's note.
Yes, super excited about that.
So it'll be a personal words from me and Ayana on specific topics that are, like, personally happening to us, just kind of get you guys to know us a little bit more. So we'll be sharing that by way of a newsletter, like, monthly. And Instagram TV towards, like, the summertime we'll be launching.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. What else is our goals list that we mentioned?
I think just keep the content lit for y'all, because I think
y'all
there's going to be so many, like, cool new things that you guys are going to see, like, social media-wise. So stay tuned for that, y'all.
Y'all not ready.
Like,
cause we not.
Y'all thought the little rebrand, I did, that was light work.
You know whenever somebody says the little rebrand, that is not the little
work. Right. It was just a little light work.
So yeah, every day we're working hard, like, to achieve these goals. And again, like we always say, we always working in things, like a few things, like simultaneously, because we have a business to grow, but we also want to put things out. So it's kind of just a lot of work because the team is small, but we are
small
efficient.
Small and mighty.
We small and damn mighty. Yes.
Mighty, that part.
That, yes, because sometimes I just be like, God, won't he do it?
Yes. So. And that brings us to our next question of how we feel about how this year started compared to how last year started.
It is just like a nice
thing. Do you remember how last year started?
How did last year start, guys? Let's get into it.
So, I know that we read our letter. We wrote a letter at the end of 2017.
Right.
To then open for 2018.
Right.
Kind of, like, get the year starting. And we had all these ideas. And, like, we do now. But I think it was just the strategy or just how we kind of overwhelmed ourselves.
Yeah, it was a lot happening at once. And then we couldn't record for a while.
Oh, yes.
Because of external factors there.
Things beyond our control.
So we just kind of was like in a little slump, I think.
Mm-hmm. We were, and we were just like getting, what's the word? We was getting discouraged.
Yeah.
Because things just kept on flopping. And it's just like, to still work through that, you have to have a type of strength and belief in yourself that you like, yo, this is
grit.
Just a moment.
Y'all gotta have grit.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite words.
And also grit. Like, you know, when we started, like, it was also our sophomore year, in a sense. And sophomore year is always,
like
harder. Because it's like when you have an album, you put out your first album, it's pop, it's big. How do you compete with the greatness you did before? So we had launched, when we launched in 2017, we were kind of just going. And it was like we had a momentum because we didn't know what we were doing, but we were hyped for it. It was like, let's go. And then now sophomore, like, the next year, we got to, like, plan better and, like, do
and
better.
And there has to be a bigger expectation.
And,
like, you can't keep on just doing
right,
that.
Right.
You have to add another element.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then that's when the agency part came.
And it's,
but boy, did that, like, drop us to our knees, because it was like, all right, agency, here's agency. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And it was weird. It was
this
a lot
year
of
is exciting because it's like we know what, not necessarily the growing pains are, but, like, what the challenges are and kind of...
We have more clarity.
Listen, y'all had the pre-show, y'all had the show, this the encore, that's it.
Yo, like, next year we bring the lemonade.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yes.
I'm here for it. So, that kind of ties into, like, everything we're trying to do this year. You know, the rebrand, just paying it forward in all sense of the word, and just making sure that we continue to, like, share our messaging and make sure that people understand and resonate with us, because we're super relatable. Mm-hmm. We get it. We're out here. We're making a movement. And we know we're not alone.
We're not.
So it's like...
And we challenge you to pay it forward, however that could be, whether it's going back into your community, whether it's mentoring someone at your job, whether it's helping somebody to learn a skill or donating to a cause. But you have to give back. Like, we are all meant to be purposeful in one way or another. Find, like, what that purpose is for you and tap into it, because that's the only way we're going to be able to, like, grow and keep it going.
Facts.
And these creatives, like, we out here.
Out here.
And we're needed. So
we're
we need
needed.
To sustain each other and be supportive, because y'all know it gets lonely in these creative streets and in this entrepreneurship journey.
And on this founder's row.
Yes. Yes. One thing that stood out yesterday in conversation was about in the diversity and inclusion, when certain situations we go through, and the people that we work for don't kind of relate to those situations. Yeah. So they're like very, like, you know, something that could be traumatizing to us, it's like a whatever to them. And what the gentleman was saying was that if something's triggering or something went on in life, whatever, and you need a moment to fall back because it impacted your life in some way, the business still has to go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only way we don't have to succumb to, like, feeling like we can't tend to our feelings is by working for our damn selves.
Right.
Because when you work for large corporations, yes, we understand your grandmother passed away. Yes, we understand that your cousin got right. shot by a police officer. But you know what? This business needs
There's
to
still
run.
A bottom line. There's still a dollar goal. And
that shit is fucking heartbreaking.
It is. But it's reality.
And it's reality. And we all just have to
find alternatives around it.
Yep,
whatever that looks like for yourself.
Yeah. And because another girl was talking about battling with when is it okay to be upset and angry and fight back, but at the expense of possibly losing your job, right? Mm. So now you don't have a family to feed. So it's just like understanding when you could take a stance and when you can't, but knowing that there's another way to, like, set forth your power.
Exactly.
And not feel like less than in a situation,
right.
but not being ignorant and dumb.
Right.
That now you're losing out and now your impact there is no longer because
right.
you're up out the paint.
It's being strategic, and we all have to be strategic, like, no matter what, because at the end of the day, like, there is a bottom line for the company, but there's also a bottom line for us, right?
Yeah, and we're all expendable. So
all expendable.
You need to, like, do for you and do whatever it is in whatever company you're working at to pour in the most and suck them dry for all they got and can help you level up to the next level because
yeah.
whatever reason where you're no longer in need or your role can be cut to save cause, you're out.
Just keep moving. I heard a bomb quote today in the elevator. A guy said, a rolling rock never gathers no moss. You just keep moving.
Yeah.
Yep, it's the ones that just stay right there. That get
yeah,
the
you
moss.
Yeah, you just be stagnant. Keep going. That's where y'all at. Y'all lit. Listen, y'all should be proud of yourselves.
Yo, Carly.
And y'all be the hype man.
Yo,
we
will let you borrow Carla for $9.99 monthly subscription fee, and she will hype you up
okay.
twice a day.
Okay. I really think at least twice a day they get a good hype.
I don't know. We got to think about that fee, and we got to think about how long we're going to let them borrow her for
She is, but I'm telling you, we need to sprinkle a little magic around
her. Carla will hype you up. She
yeah.
will get your juices flowing.
Yeah,
hype.
You feel like you take over the world.
Yo, for real. For real.
But on that note, we definitely have to go.
Yeah, we do. But it's been a pleasure, and we're so glad that we're back, and season 3 is going to be bigger and better because we're only moving on up. So keep it locked every single week. No, not every single week, but, like, you know, twice a month.
Just keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Pay attention. Keep up.
Bye.
Peace.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us on episode 60, New Year, New Rebrand. We are so glad that you're joining us for season 3, so make sure to keep it locked and stay tuned for the next episode.